Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to episode 167 of the Leon LeGray podcast. Your host, as always, Leon LeGray. And this time, we're going to do audio-only episode. And because, for one, it is very late where I'm doing the recording, and I figured, let me just go ahead and get the recording done and get this out of the way, because it is pretty much getting way too late. And I figured let's just do it right off the bat. But before we begin on today's episode, and before I go into my desktop stories and the stories that's been coming up since Apple WWDC, I want to go ahead and give a few words of our sponsor today. And today's word of our sponsor is Zenni. Zenni is one of the best glasses for blue light protection, which I am wearing one of my blue anti blue light protector glasses, which I think it works phenomenally great. I love it, and it does a really, really good job for, let's just say, if you're working on the computer for long and stressful hours, or if you're using it on a daily basis, which I totally recommend. If you're using your computer a lot for working on a daily basis, this is absolutely a must, and this works out great. So for me, I'd say go out, check out Zenni's, and go do yourselves a favor and protect those nice, pretty eyes, and check them out. The affiliate link is in the description below. And then next on the sponsorship is Grubhub. This is one of the new affiliates I joined up very recently. And let me tell you right there too, if you're looking to get something to eat, or if you're just not feeling up to standing in line over in the drive-through of your restaurant, well, I got something for you. And that is one thing. And one thing that is this. That is Grubhub. I have used their service before. In fact, one of my friends, I know, he uses Grubhub about every other week. He says he's used the service plenty of times, and he says he loves it. And the fact of the matter is that he uses it because of the convenience, which I say that's awesome. And it is one of the best, what do you call it, food delivery services out there too. So it's just like DoorDash or Uber Eats. Grubhub is something that I've used in the past. Their services are great, and I think there are tons of restaurants right now that supports Grubhub, which is something that is super amazing and unique on today's world. And Grubhub is one of the best services I've tried out as well. And if you go down into the description of the show notes, you'll see the link down below where you guys can sign up and start ordering from here. Now, if you click on the promo link down below, and then use your sign up to check out and check out anywhere you need to go, do so right here too. And by the way, just want to let all you listeners know that's listening is that this link is for mobile web and desktop users only. So if you are using an application, that link will not work, unfortunately. So please go ahead and use mobile web or a web browser on your desktop or your laptop. Go ahead and check out Grubhub. Next on the sponsorship, it is Scooch Case. I love this case a lot. This case has worked for me in wonders that you guys cannot even know how I feel about Scooch. And very recently, I just recently got the Fortress Screen Protector. The Fortress Screen Protector. Let me tell you about this. And I've just received it yesterday afternoon. And I just added it on my iPhone. It works great. I love the fact that it has extra protection on your screen, and you'll feel that nothing will ever happen to it, nothing like that, too. No damages, nothing. And this is the same guys. The Fortress is pretty much the same guys that have done Scooch Case. And I will put the link down below in the description for both Scooch, which also sells screen protectors, and Fortress. So go and check these two out too. And if you get the case and the screen protector, those are two best options to have. And that's something that you guys want to consider. Also, I want to mention something right here is that Scooch has just released brand new cases for iPhone 13. And that's right, iPhone 13 cases are now available. So if you're looking for a case for your own or looking for a case for your iPhone 13 phone, please go out, check out Scooch's brand new case for your iPhone. Then last and not least, the last thing I want to go ahead and put down on today's sponsor is Blueberry. If you don't know Blueberry, Blueberry is a hosting provider that's been around for a very long time. The reputation is great. The customer service is wonderful. Through email, they respond really quickly, which I like about customer support with Blueberry hosting. And the best part is that the prices are really, really decent for what you get. And also, if you run a large media company, and if you need a professional hosting, Blueberry offers that for you as well. And that's one of the best things that Blueberry has, not just Blueberry hosting for individuals, but also Blueberry professional hosting. So if you're looking for good podcasting tools that can help you along with your business, by all means, go ahead and check out Blueberry Hosting, both Blueberry Hosting and Blueberry Professional Hosting is going to be down in the link description below. Go ahead, check it out. You won't regret it. Now, with that said, let's get right on to today's topic of the show. All right, now today's topic, we're going to begin what happened with Friday's episode and why I didn't release it. And so, in good reason about what happened that time, especially Friday. I was out with a friend of mine, and the reason all that happened was, for me, the way I see it was that I was finishing up my friend's belt that's been left on the side for about a whole year, and the project just didn't we just didn't get around to finishing up the project. And we were just pretty much slow to get back together. But there are actually been a couple of bumps in the roads where those things really happen. Why it happened for certain reasons. And one of the main reasons I'll put down was the motherboard. And I was dealing with a motherboard from Asus. A-S-U-S. Asus. And so, the motherboard that I've had in pretty much over my friend's place, and of course not my place, was that for one, when I placed in the which chip was this? AMD Ryzen 3 Core 4 CPU chip. What happened was that the motherboard, there was no sign of display coming up, and I thought I did something wrong. And so it looks like to that point, pretty much I had to go ahead and have my friend purchase a brand new motherboard. So that's what happened. And over that time, yeah, I felt that the Asus board wasn't working. And I felt that with the board not working, or I don't even know how that all came about. So pretty much that was my beginning of the weekend, and which I was messing with my friend's computer. In the best part of it, actually, I would say, throughout everything else, was that I actually had an extra graphics card to lend over to him. And the fact that I gave him my spare graphics card, and now he has pretty much everything from Beyond the Sun, basically, which is the graphics card, a good motherboard from MSI instead, which pretty much I swapped the CPU chip over to the MSI motherboard, the X570 motherboard. And the reason I chose on that particular motherboard was the fact that it was pretty much something I've used. I loved MSI. I love the interface with MSI, I think. And just my opinion, but don't take it. But of course, don't have to take my word for it. However, I figured let's just try a different motherboard and see what else we can use, of course. So the decision was that MSI was just going to have to be the choice. Even though it is a gaming motherboard, I think that gaming motherboard was actually a better fit for him. And I think it worked out great towards the end, which in my calculation, I think it did. Fortunately enough, because that wasn't something, just to put it this way, when I did the swap, of course, not we, but when I did the swap, I've noticed one thing was that I kept turning on the computer for the Asus, and the Asus computer wasn't displaying the screen. And so moving forward or fast forward with that too, I swapped it to an MSI X570 motherboard. And after going through all that mess and rewiring everything, well, and to my surprise, that worked out great. And the CPU still worked after making that swap from one motherboard to the next, which that turned out great. I love it. I really, really love it. So, I mean, it was cool that swapping the motherboard was great. Now, one thing I'd say, if anyone plans on making those ideas later down the road, I would suggest anybody is go ahead and get your own motherboard, give your motherboard a try. Doesn't matter which brand it is, but that right there, I will tell you that it will work out great. However, the basic motherboard that I actually suggested my friend to purchase, since I know for his needs, it's not like gaming or anything like that. It's mostly for home and office. So that was the choice. I figured, hey, let me just have you just get a micro motherboard or micro ATX board, and not having to worry about anything else. But since I know he wasn't going to do anything big, nothing like that at all. So I suggested probably the Asus, I think it was the Asus K520, something like that too. I don't remember the model of in the back of my mind, but however, I just tried a basic board and figured let's give this a good go and let's just try it out too. However, I think if memory serves me right, it may have been probably damage of the motherboard, where the motherboard just got caught by electricity or static, or it could be something else. From my understanding, it could have been something else where something may have had happened to the motherboard, or why the display wasn't showing. But I noticed that the fans were still working. Everything was still working. And that's what literally made me scratch my head. And I thought, there's just something's wrong with this motherboard. I've tried looking around, doing everything so far and so far, and no signs of fixing it up too. And I've tried my best to do what I could do with it, and just do just that. And to me, I gave up on it too, because I did what the instructions said, what online videos or tutorials I've checked on YouTube. Zip, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's the part I was just very much confused about the whole thing. And I, to this point, I said, screw it. We're just going to swap the ASUS motherboard for MSI this time, because I figured, what the heck not? And let's just put some good use to good modern motherboard for my friend, since I know that he's never used anything else. And besides that, I know he wants to try out a desktop for the very first time. And I believe that what my friend said, that the last time my friend tried a brand new computer, it was a very long time. It was from Hewlett Packard back in the late 90s when he was working over at the airline industry. I'm not going to say which one. And however, he said that he purchased that HP computer way back in the day. And so far, it was after that purchase from Delta, or from, I believe, like one of his Delta perks that he used it. It's, let's just put it after that too, the fan of that old computer was like running so loud. It was, it sounded like a turbine engine that was about to hit who knows what, God knows what. And, yeah. And also after finishing everything up that evening, that Friday evening, I told him that everything is all up and ready to go. And the last thing I did was make sure that the operating system was up to date. Not also just the operating system. You have to make sure that the BIOS, I would say, don't upgrade the operating system of Windows first. Make sure that you upgrade the firmware of your BIOS first before you do anything else. Because remember this, is that if you don't make a update on this, or how often you make updates on your computers, of your computers, let's just say, how often does anybody make an update on their computers? I would say not really, but I know that I would say there are people that still upgrade upgrade your computers very often than you might think as well. So, but yeah, that's that right there. But at the end of the a computer built, my friend was really happy where it all came down to it, and I found out that making that swap to a different motherboard pretty much fixed it, and that's what we really needed. And I'm actually glad that I've actually hooked my friend up to the X5070, even though I could have had put in another different build, but I've always loved the X570, and I figured this would be a good choice for him, even though he's not a gamer. He's not. But I figured, why not? Let's just have him spend a little bit more money and just go for that too. Even though the ASUS board didn't work, and I could have him purchase a simple board, but I figured, why do that? And if that motherboard doesn't work within the next 30 days, then I would have to end up just go out and just return it within 30 days, which in retrospectively you can go ahead and return it, but I don't know that's going to give anyone enough time to make a return off a build and make the return. You know, that's one thing I would say, is that if you're able to do a return within the next following days before the 30-day mark or the 60-day mark, however companies do it. However, the ASUS motherboard, that was purchased on Newegg, so I know that return, the time of return is now expired, you know, so we can't really make that return off that ASUS motherboard. So that money's out of the window. So now we're gonna have to find a way to pretty much make the money back and probably sell it to somebody that's interested in the motherboard and do that. So that's pretty much the bottom line, that point. And what we're going to do with that motherboard is pretty much a mystery at some point. But it's neither here or there. But I will say that moving on forward, my friend loves the belt. And he's been very, very happy since that Friday evening. And he did use a little bit of on that computer. So he said he loved it a lot. So I'm very happy to hear that he loves it. And hopefully with the experiences that I've gone through when doing my own belt, and then two of my friends' belt, one up that lives up north from me and then the one that lives like close to me, two of my friends are very happy with the belt that I've done in the past, and hopefully there'll be more belts to come. Instead of using probably like MSI for the next belt, I'll probably do like a Gigabyte or an Asus motherboard or sort of motor brand that I can just play around with and experiment with too. So because, and again, there's so many options and choices for motherboards that I can just play around and use, so on and so forth, which I think that's an option I will give it a try at some point down the road. However, since this is going to be a good time to switch topics right now, and for me on today's topic, I want to just go ahead and drift away from my belt experience, from the motherboard build experience, now moving forward to Apple's WWDC, which I know that was something that came about a few days ago, I would call it, which WWDC is one. If you've not heard about WWDC and you've been living under a rock, I don't know where you've been, but however, this was something that's been going up for about 15 days ago, and I'm a little bit late on it too, but I figured this is something I wanted to bring up right here, which however, I'm not going to go through the article on itself, but I know that iOS 15 is pretty much one of the latest releases from Apple. I figured this will be a very good thing to talk about, since now I figured, well, heck, why not? Let's give it a go. What we're going to expect on this, so on and so forth right here too. And I'll just go read a little bit right there. And the link of the article will be posted down in the show's description, so I won't read all of it. So just going to give you what's new right there. So in which it says in the article, Apple's WWDC 2021 is only a few days away, which by the way, this is pretty much an article that came out 15 days ago. And surprisingly, not a lot of regarding what we'll see at this year's event has leaked. And that said, at 10 a.m. p.m. Pacific time through 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, and let's go over what the headlines have talked about for this year's WWDC, which shows right there, which is Mac OS 12 redesign, MacBook Pro. And so, just what Apple has confirmed already is that all their laptops are, well, not all their laptops, excuse me, now continue on forward as a company. They're now gonna stick with the M1 chipset, the chipset sets that Apple's already launched about over a year ago. And so now it's gonna be Apple's new standard, not Intel anymore. So on this article, which says now that nearly all of Apple's Mac lineup has made the shift to its M1 chip, it's likely that this year Mac OS 12 could bring with its significant changes. That said, nothing has really leaked about changes to the operating system. However, it's increasingly looking like we'll see an entirely redesigned MacBook Pro lineup just 7 months after the release of the M1-powered MacBook Pro. Once again, originally reported by, where's this report? By Gurman, the new MacBook Pro will feature upgraded Apple silicon in the form of an M1X chip, an entirely redesigned body, and the return of the SD card slot, while the 14-inch version of the laptop is expected to measure in at the same size as the current 13-inch MacBook Pro. Rumors pointed to it featuring minimalized bezels, allowing Apple to fill a large display in the same body dimensions. Which is really interesting, because I thought about that there, and I didn't even think about the SD card, which I know that the SD card is one of the most important features, because there's still video editors and photo editors that still needs a SD slot, and it would be the biggest mistake why Apple wouldn't ever dare to still have an SD slot and ignore all that too. It was just crazy why they would ever ignore that in the very first place with their original M1. But now with the new Macs, with the M1X chipsets, which is going to be a totally redesign. Though I don't know about a totally redesign, but it is something, you know, at least. I will say that it is better to have something built in and integrated and then having to leave all the features out, which I don't know. It's a big mistake that what they've done before, to having to take out the SD slot, which in theory, in my thinking, they should never have taken out the SD slot at the very beginning, because I think it is one of the most important things if you're going to have a MacBook Pro. So that's one thing I was having that gripe before all this too, because I think it is an option that they should have had for already to begin with. But just like Apple, they always tend to screw something out one way or the other, you know. So they're not perfect by all means of any stretch of the imagination, for sure. But it is what it is. But at least one thing I will say certainly is that at least they're stepping up a little bit too, to see that, hey, we made a mistake, and at least they're going to add things that they've pretty much now before initially took off, which funny enough, they're now at least putting it back on the MacBook Pro at least. Let's see. And one of the big news, I would say not the hugest news of it, but what I say with Apple's WWDC is where, for me, Apple is Apple's TV. And this is one thing about Apple. I don't know if Apple has a huge marketplace. I'm sure they do. I'm really sure they do have a big, big marketplace with everything that they have right here. But Apple TV, the Apple TV Plus, which, by the way, I have the subscription for it. I don't watch it very often. I actually do have it for about a whole year until it expires. And however, I just don't know if Apple are, in that matter, they're going to end up releasing brand new original content, which that questions a lot about what I'm just saying here is how successful is Apple really is with streaming. So there's pretty much tons of questions there. And then, for what I've understood the last time, especially over on Apple's camp, and where I've checked on in recent news, and I've looked at other articles, especially and Variety. In fact, I believe it was MSN that actually relinked a Variety article right there too. Reblogged a Variety article, excuse me, which in here it says, Apple told the International Alliance of Theater Stage Employees, which is on top of cusp of a member vote to authorize a strike, that Apple TV Plus had fewer than 20 million subscribers in the US and Canada as of July 2021, according to the union, by claiming it had under the 20 million subscriber threshold for the US and Canada. Under the union's certain contract, Apple is able to pay discounted rates to production crew members than stream providers with more than 20 million, like Netflix, Hulu, according to the IATSE rep confirming an earlier CNBC report. Apple has said that said it pays crew members in the line with other streamers. So fewer than 20 million. Well, it's not extravagant, a lot of members. Really, it's not a lot of members. And this is nothing. I will say that when I heard previous reports about this, I wasn't really surprised about the whole news at all. And for me, I still have Apple TV Plus subscription, which the way I got it for free for a whole year was I purchased a brand new iPhone, which is the Apple SE second edition, which I have to say, I like the phone. It's great. And this is, and what you get with the phone is a 1 year free of Apple, which is cool. I think it's an amazing thing just to have along with it too. Now, for instance, like I've watched Good Morning, Good Morning, which is about pretty much about reporters, news anchors in the mornings, and that they report right in the morning, which I think it's good. Which, however, I don't think that's a show that's an audience for everybody. And then the other one that's actually exclusive for Apple TV, which is Snoopy. I actually enjoyed the Snoopy episodes, which is pretty much based on Charlie Brown, if you guys don't know what it is. I like it. I actually like the six episodes that they had right there. I don't know if they're going to show more content like that for Snoopy. I don't know if it's just a one season thing or a two season thing. I'm not too sure, actually. Though if it's worth $5 a month, then cool, I guess. But I just don't know if Apple TV is going to be sold for everybody, because that's one thing you have to realize, that first of all, everyone is going to have Netflix, Hulu, an additional cost to Apple, which I have no idea. That's going to be a widely popular thing too. And that's my question about this, is that, is this going to be sold to everybody? And I don't know who's going to be the main audience for that too. And actually, I still have my Roku. I believe my Roku is still linked to Apple again. And I don't know if it's going to become a massive hit, and let's see what's going to come around next year, around 2022. And if Apple is going to, let's just say, for instance, if there's that big, big exclusive, who is going to be that big exclusive that's going to sell Apple? You know, that's one thing you've got to be certain, like who's going to be the one that's going to make Apple that money, that yearly revenue. Especially there could be that one big show that's going to make people run in and subscribe to Apple. And to me, after this subscription, for to tell you the truth, I don't even think that's gonna keep me as a member for a very, very long time, because I know I am gonna just stick with pretty much what I have. I know I'm using my uncle's Netflix subscription. Like for me, I'm not a active subscriber myself, and I just don't plan to for movies. But Apple right here, I think Apple will end up making it at some point too. We'll see, because that's something I will look into. Maybe if Apple does bring in that one exclusive during next year, that'll be cool. But going on into WWDC now for news on arcade, I'm sure that like many of you, I'm sure you guys are subscribed to Apple Arcade about each month, and I'm sure that Apple Arcade is doing very, very well. And like for instance, I just checked on this advertisement for Oregon Trail, and I believe this is based off an old 1980s game. Not too sure about that too. You guys can correct me on the comments down below on YouTube or Odyssey, whichever video platform that you use, or comment me over on Podchasers or anything like that and correct me about if I'm wrong about it too. But it does look a little bit interesting. It has that 2D-ish like style game, and I think it's a really cool game just by the scene on the advertisements I've seen on Snap and all that too. But overall though, I don't know if Oregon Trail is going to get that big of a commercial success. And as far as our Apple Arcade and the rest of the gaming lineup, like I know it's going to be obvious that Pac-Man, it's nothing new. Pac-Man, for one, I think Pac-Man is going to do successfully fine, which I know that's Namco's biggest selling game of all time, that's going to bring them more dollar signs, of course, because of the Pac-Man brand. and I know that there's going to be so many other games that's going to be Apple exclusive as well. But as far as I can tell you guys is that I'm not jumping onto the Apple Arcade bandwagon just because the way it is, and I'm just not going to go do it. So that's just me. But regardless, I'm sure that the WWDC stuff that's been announced with over on Apple side, which to me, it's not bad. I know I haven't paid too much attention on Apple as of recent, because like for me, like ever since they've switched on the Apple, the chipset from Intel to M1 chipsets, I think a lot of people have not been very, very happy. And I'm sure that Apple will do just fine. There's still going to be a cult following on Apple, Apple buyers that's going to still stay with the cult of Apple, which that's pretty much the best way to describe it, basically. And I don't just subscribe to this whole cult mentality, the cult of Apple, that what everyone says on the internet. I just don't. And to me, I love electronics of all sorts. And to me, I like just to diverse myself to many different options. So that'll be something I would love to get on. I love to just get on with different things, especially like in my channel. I haven't talked too much about Linux. I love to bring more light to the Linux community, which I would love to talk about, of course, because I know with Linux, there's so much there's just so much that you can even follow up on, and especially there's tons of distribution that you can't really keep up. With Apple, this is just one distribution. It's just Apple, of course, or the Mac OS, or the iOS, or the iPad OS. So they have their own ecosystems, which they similarly do similar things, but it's all in one walled garden, basically, for Apple. And with that said, I think Apple definitely have brought in a very interesting WWDC. But again, I would love to follow up a little bit on Friday's show, and which hopefully I'll bring in more light into it too. But we'll see on that point. Okay, and then everybody, and the topic I wanted to bring in I think the main thing is Tesla. I think a lot of people, or a lot of people in the tech world, or the tech enthusiasts that listens to my podcasts, that are pretty much not just interested in just desktop or laptops, but tech in general, especially. And as far as cars has been a very big advancement, which I know a lot of people that are into cars, they love to talk about the tech in cars, everything like that too. And especially one thing that comes in mind, the big popularity right now, it is Tesla, you know. And Tesla is now on people's minds. What people are looking into Tesla, what people perceive in Tesla. And I think Tesla is a really interesting thing now, which it's very interesting, because when people talked about Tesla a few years back, actually, when that was starting to come up, and that was such a very new concept back then, and a lot of people were getting onto it earlier before I did. And very honestly, though, I didn't get into the bandwagon with Tesla, because I wasn't so interested in the car tech space, as you will. And so, and then until one day, I know me and a friend were talking about it, especially, and he's looking into getting a Tesla himself, and which it looks like it is going to happen. And the question that came to mind was, will I ride a Tesla, or will I own a Tesla myself? So I'll just answer it right now. So the first thing I want to go ahead and answer, the first one is, will I own a Tesla? The question to you all listeners is, no, I will not own a Tesla myself. To me, it still has a lot of tweaks and things that they still have to work on. So the self-driving concept is still a very new phase that still needs to be worked up. It's still not ready for it on the road in the United States, of course. So still has tons of tweaks and things that they still got to work on, especially. And I will say that I do like the cars. However, will I ride a Tesla? The question will be, yes, I would. I would love to ride a Tesla and try it out myself, of course. And of course, I would love to drive it out and see and feel the yoke steering wheel, which in Tesla, that's what they have for their wheel, which is the yoke. And they don't have like this thing called a steering wheel, which is a round steering wheel that most car manufacturers add into their vehicles, which is pretty much the most modern, cars. They have tons of steering wheels that everyone uses. And I remember my friend talks about Teslas all the time. And now after he's been following up on the news on it, and with Tesla, I'm sure that everybody knows that the chip shortages is still going on, especially the chips are being developed in Asia, and then they have to put the chips right into most modern cars. And it's not just Tesla that they're just adding on the chips onto those vehicles, but you have Ford, they're trying to starting to get ahead, and I believe GM as well. Again, I might be wrong on this as well, because I'm not looking at my sources, but I'm just thinking of what I had previously remembered and what I've looked into the last time. Again, I think Tesla has gone further ahead than with most American cars of today. And to me, when everyone goes out and talks about Tesla, I mean, Tesla is such a big company to follow up on now. And I'm sure that I will end up looking back and say, man, why didn't I get into the Tesla thing early on? And why didn't I not go into it when people were talking about it? And to me, I never get into the whole craze about what's new, what's happening, which I know that this is a technology show. I know a lot of people want to get into the the brand spanking new thing that's happening. And I'm sure that I would be excited about it too, about tech cars. But to me, I'm not always down with what's new and what's latest and greatest. And the self-driving thing is very, very interesting concept, especially. What I can tell you from firsthand experience, which I know a friend of mine have rode in someone's Tesla, which is absolutely cool that he's actually ridden one already, and that's an amazing thing too. So now what I can tell you is I won't even bring up his name because privacy reasons, but what I can say for the most part is he's already made the purchase for a Tesla, which I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. That's a very cool thing to that he's done. And the reason is that he's already invested in money already after the money he's saved in for many, many years. And he wants to get on it, which I said, hey, you know, good for you. And that's an amazing thing. He wants to ride probably his last vehicle before he dies, which I know I know this is anyone's dream to ride on a self-driving car. And the concept of having a vehicle with no gasoline, which is so cool, and and that you can just use the battery right there too, which I think it's absolutely fine and dandy. Now, I always have questions about the battery, especially how the self-driving thing, especially how they're going to work out the battery. And like, let's say if you get into an accident, and what happens if the battery goes out and stuff like that too. And I've always had tons of questions with the Teslas. And it is a very interesting concept with what they've done with this vehicle. I mean, the developers and the team behind Tesla is absolutely phenomenal with that too. And though I don't want to just jump on and say that, hey, Tesla has been the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm sure it isn't really too, because I'm sure by the time technology changes within the decade or 20 years from now, who's going to lead up to Tesla? And to me, when I first heard about the Tesla, the first thing that comes in mind was the DeLorean back in the days. And I remember that concept was very, very short-lived, you know, and that wasn't something that made it for a very long time. And so, you know, that was just the one thing that, that was pretty much, I would say, ahead of Tesla's time. And now you have the Tesla right there. And this is something that a lot of people are going to jump into, because wouldn't that be such an amazing idea where you don't have to put gasoline and spend money, going to a gas station in doing that? You know, I mean, first of all, that eliminates gas and having to put waste so much money putting extra fuel into your tank for these ICE, which is the invertible combustion engines, which I think those are going to be the days that it's going to be pretty much over. And then and once you know it, the days of like the Fords, the GMs, the and many of the American cars, and especially the Japanese cars that are still going to be behind of the Tesla, it's going to be, the days of those guys are going to be long, long gone. So again, it's going to be interesting where many of those car manufacturers are going to, how they're going to go about this too, because those, in the back of their minds, those car manufacturers aren't even ready. And the stock prices for Tesla, the last time my friend told me, and I had to look this up to verify it, it was actually almost close to 800. Pretty much $800 in value in stock. In fact, I'm going to look up Tesla right now, how much it's valued right now. So let me just ask Siri. Hey Siri, how much is Tesla's price worth? Shoot. So $771.02 by the time I'm looking at this. Holy cow. So yeah, it's almost close to 800. So you know that Tesla is doing well and outperforming Ford or GM, which it's absolutely insane. And if I, that's one thing I would say is that if I have gone in early in Tesla, when the price was low, man, I would have been an early adopter, an early investor in Tesla. Again, I didn't get into it, so wah, sad. So, I mean, again, this is absolutely changing, changing especially. And you know that these guys, like especially like Ford, GM, like Toyota, which is a Japanese brand, by the way, Hyundai, Honda, and so many other brands are they're gonna have to question how we're gonna keep up with the new age of cars, especially how we're gonna keep up. You know, that's a very good question for many of the car manufacturers, because and to me, I don't even have a simple question for it, because for one, I don't think it might in the back of my mind there's not even a simple thing to think this over, and you know, and how they're gonna catch up with Tesla, because there's not even a simple answer to this too. Because if that's one thing I've talked to with a friend of mine, is that if these car manufacturers don't change, they're gonna get wiped out. And very much where I can put it this way is, you're right. And if they don't do something within by next year or by less than 5 years from now, you know, in how they're going to catch up with Tesla right now, because right now they're catching up and thinking ahead how we're going to become energy efficient, how we're going to think about safety and all that. Well, guess what? They've going to have to keep up with the trends and make sure that what they can do to change things into their vehicles, right? And for me, however, as someone that is just observing it, and what I've checked on other images with Tesla, what I really like the most on it is the yoke steering wheel, which is awesome. I think it's pretty fancy. Not to leave anything out of detail, one of the things I was told about this was that the yoke is right off the bottom of the odometer or the speedometer. Which something that I was told about, which is cool actually, to hear that the odometer, the way they have it there now, it's pretty much moved them. What you call it, the yoke steering wheel is not in the way of the odometer. So if you had to look into the speed and the mileage, then that's really cool to see that there instead. Instead of the wheel in the way, which I know that can be cumbersome, like the wheel can just get in the way when you're like, in especially for instance, like just to give an example, where if you look into most cars, pretty much the steering wheel it'll be in the way of the odometer, right? And of course you have to look over it. But for this one, in this with this one here, the yoke wheel or the yoke steering, it's not in the way. It's actually on the bottom of the pretty much on the bottom of the unit, where and also the odometer is on the top, and this yoke is on the bottom, which it's a very different concept too. It's very nice that they actually had that. They've done that move right there, which it's pretty fun. It's very different from any other vehicle. And my friend keeps up with so much Tesla news, which I don't, because I don't plan on owning one down the line. However, he said himself that he's talked to me about so much things that Tesla would have had put in, especially there's people out there that aren't crazy for the yoke steering wheel. And there are people out there that are looking into, how do I put this? Looking into having a steering wheel added on the Teslas. And what I've understood, and I believe Elon Musk may have addressed this especially, and he said that if you want a steering wheel for your vehicle, go get it elsewhere. And he is defending that yoke steering wheel 100%. He's not going to change anything with the Teslas, which I thought that's, you know, at least he stand firm on that too, which is good enough, at least for his vehicle. He wants it the way he wants it. So, I mean, go on him, I guess, because, you know, there are tons of steering wheels in many, many car brands out there too, which for me, I've seen that a lot with many vehicles. Whenever I'm going out, whatever, I've used brands like Honda, you know, that's something I will say that there's so many steering wheels in so many vehicles there out there. I mean, nobody is even thinking about the concept of the yoke steering wheel. Not as of yet, however, too. But I do think that so many brands out there, they are so behind with the times, is that I don't think they don't even know what they're going to do. You know, they just have no idea how they're going to successfully get it out, you know. So that's an interesting thing to think about, because no other brand is doing it what Tesla is doing, especially. But however, will I ever own a Tesla probably down the line, or think about owning one? Probably, I would say later down the line, but right now, it's not in my budget to hold one or add a Tesla right in my urgent list. To me, that's something that's not very urgent, and that's something I will have to save up down the line too, so if I want to own one. But with that said, just to put it on the close, I do think that the Tesla talks or the Tesla topics, it's a very interesting one, because I've haven't gotten into many podcasts where I've talked about the future of cars. I mostly talk about computers, mobile phones, all that, you know, which is very common in my show to talk about. But Teslas is something I will love to film one day and record my experience with a Tesla. If I ever get one or get down into one, something I would love to record on right on my iPhone and just do it one of these days too, which I think could be very amazing to do. And love to get like a probably like a not a dynamic mic, probably a condenser mic for my iPhone, and probably do that one of these days too if I have it. You know, that'll be super, super neat. Because I know I won't say much. I really, really won't say much about it, to tell you the truth. But one of these days, if I ever get into one, I'll let everyone know, my viewers, my listeners. But most of my experience will end up going up on YouTube and Odyssey, so you guys can see the whole experience, what I've gone through with a Tesla. So that'll be something I'll love to do one of these days when I get out on the road and do this myself. So pretty much I went ahead and talked about Teslas for some time, which now it is time to top it off towards the outro. And to all my questions, to all my listeners, and to any of my viewers that are listening to this on YouTube or Odyssey, what do you guys think about the future of cars? Do you think that car manufacturers will change? Do you think that many of these manufacturers will ever think about putting battery powered cars into their own vehicles? What do you guys think about this too? Because I think so many things are definitely changing, especially you're seeing tons of charging stations out in many parts of the country, and the charging stations now are being added into people's own garages, which I've actually seen one firsthand, which it's cool. That way you're not going through and just spending money, like I said, spending money on gas. And I'm sure that the electricity is not that much. I believe that what I've heard, the last time I've heard was that adding a supercharger right into your garage, you definitely have to schedule this out with your with your power company, or I believe so, or a installer, someone that knows how to install superchargers. So you have to get in contact with them too, because I heard that the regular chargers for pretty much the electrical chargers are not, it doesn't really do well. And what I understand is that it's a very, very slow charge. So the charging these with these superchargers is that it pretty much does an overnight charge. So if you leave it within 24 hours, it charges it real fast for you. So it's no problem right there when you're out on the road, like next morning or next day. So it's really cool to see that too. But it is a very interesting concept. Something I do like to follow up again too. So anyways, love to hear your comments down below. And don't forget to comment if you have any questions or if you have anything to say on it too, or whatever is on your mind too. But with that said, name's Leon. I am out. Out here on today's episode 167 of the Leon Great Podcast. Your host as always. And I'm out. Peace.